Okay, it's on.
I will say this for Breaking Lane in 183. My name is Iris. That's my AKA. You will not know my real name. For that, I don't know you. But for the simple fact, people do what they do out here by picking up trash, throwing things away, keeping the block clean, keeping those who are on dope out of here. The truth be me. You're staring at them.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I will say this one thing. There's a poem that I wanted everybody to hear. I will say it only one time. One time only. You may think that we're all drugs and drums. You may think that we're all slums and slumps. I said, but the only problem is you can't figure out your own. That's the problem why you just roll on your own. You gotta be alone to understand some things. You gotta be alone to understand the simple things. The simple things be the bird that flies. That bird that flies can sometimes can bust your eye. Damn, look out now, there's a fine girl. Literally, there's a fine girl.
And that's wait a minute, I gotta look because all I thought was real.
That's the way.
Hello, welcome. I'd like to talk in this video about the issue of male homelessness, and also discuss society's expectations and disregard towards these men, and also the worsening welfare state and other factors that are crippling these men and their families. There's a quote by Carlton Young that reads, "Most families are destroyed from the inside because they allow themselves to be conquered by others from the outside." And Carlton Young, he was a former Marine. He spent 22 years in the Corps, and after he left the service, he fell on hard times, and he and his son, they ended up homeless on the streets of Atlanta. And they went through hell for 3 years. But Carlton, he turned his life around. He became a motivational speaker and author. But Carlton, and the multitudes of men just like him, they're the true face of homelessness. And it's the face we never see. For the past several years, many who campaign for funding and for rights for the homeless, they've marketed the image of the homeless family as their poster child. They position it that what we're seeing now is the new face of homelessness. You know, that now it's at crisis point because women and children are suffering too. And this marketing, it makes sense from a sympathy viewpoint. You know, who do we feel more empathy for? It's no secret. The truth, though, is that homelessness is, has, and always will be an issue faced predominantly by single men. And until that truth is accepted, more and more men will be ostracized from society and from the family unit. And by all accounts, if we look at it objectively, this separation is deliberate. When you look at welfare, it's a deliberate means to separate men and fathers from the family unit. I'm speaking here primarily of the American welfare system, as I spent a good deal of time on the East Coast helping facilitate groups. And women and children, they receive aid and support, and there's programs in place. And some families also receive support to a very limited extent, if they fit a certain demographic, and they're solid candidates for employment and housing. But homeless families, they're microscopic in comparison numbers-wise to single men. And boys and men, you know, they're required to stand on their own 2 feet, even if they have the ground cut out from under them and they're lost at the bottom of the pit, and while women can be dependent on men and on the state. But bottom line, if the man remains in the home, the mother and the children receive no financial aid. And there's been some modifications to this recently. If the man ticks certain boxes in regards to his employment history, allowances can be made. But realistically, in poor neighborhoods, with even worse employment opportunities, this counts for nothing. And any aid given to men requires them to meet criteria that's often unrealistic given their background. And in the eyes of a woman, now, given the choice between getting aid or living with an unemployed man, what's she going to choose? So men, they're literally forced to fight against the government for women. And men, they've been forced out of the family. Now, while more and more children are suffering all the negative effects of being raised in a single mother household. So this is an endless cycle. And we need to look at this objectively. You know, the social expectations placed on men, they're not possible to achieve because the system fails men while supporting and encouraging the lifestyle of women. Yet men and women, they're becoming increasingly more isolated from one another, you know, with the children lost in the mix. And men, they're becoming increasingly invisible. You know, the bias against men is so ingrained, most don't even question it. Now, if a man isn't working or dying for his country, then those men are economically redundant. Now, they're just garbage lining the streets. That's the perception. And I've worked with a lot of men who have served in the military, and many ended up on the streets or drug addicted. Now, you take a young man and you throw him into hell, and you mess his mind up, and he sees things he can never unsee, and he suffers trauma that can't ever heal. Then when he arrives home, we turn our backs on him. How does a man come back from that? And from the trauma and the betrayal? And the homeless, they've always been made up of large numbers of veterans. And this is how society treats us men. Now the homeless men, I mean, these men, they all have histories of trauma, but they have very poor coping skills, and their spirits and their trust have been crushed. And, I mean, there's so many obstacles for men who find themselves homeless. And society's worth of a male is tied to that man's capacity to work. And an employment gap can be crippling for an ordinary man. Now, there's stigma associated with that. But combine that with being homeless, or being addicted, or disabled, or mentally ill. So assisting men out of homelessness and into employment, it needs to be a comprehensive process. Now, on-the-job training and work placements, they're critical, as are viable support structures that will actually ensure these men can stay employed and are supported. But when we look at young men, we look at young men under the age of 18 who end up on the streets. I mean, they hit a brick wall. These young men, they're walking advertisements of a failing society. They have abuse histories, they're runaways, they're drug addicts, they're dropouts. And shelters point blank refuse these boys entry. And those shelters that do accept them, they're very reluctant to do so, because shelters have targets to meet, and if they fall short, no government funding. And boys, they're seen as high risk, and they're seen as poor candidates for employment and rehousing. So these boys are seen as a problem. So most times they're either separated from the family or just turned away. And this is a sum total of support that's given to young men in our society. Now you throw in gaps in education, no fixed address, the fact that they're more likely to be unemployed than the adult population, then these young men, they're most at risk. They're in danger of being victimized, they're resorting to prostitution or crime to survive. And if they don't transition to employment and housing soon enough, they will end up chronically homeless, or drug addicted, or dead. So we stigmatize instead of offering support, and this happens primarily, overwhelmingly, to males. And if we look at the effects of homelessness on men, there's been some studies. It's been reported that homeless men, they experience higher levels of post-traumatic stress disorder than war veterans. And whether that's true on the whole, I don't know, but from my experiences, it certainly seems to be on par. And left untreated, this trauma, it's debilitating. And it's often the reason many men find themselves homeless in the first place. And the services to treat these conditions, they're often all too scarce for homeless men. But for a fully comprehensive recovery, they're an imperative. Yeah, and yes, for veterans, there's been a good deal of focus on helping them transition. You know, programs by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. They're working to end homelessness for veterans. But, of course, the needs exceed the resources. So, we have to ask, are we really interested in fixing the problem? Or is it just more window dressing? And shelters and other housing programs, they're considered by many men to be more like jails. You know, men, they're crammed into very confined spaces, and everything is regulated. And the cut-off times, they're very restrictive. There's no personal or storage space at all. Many men, they have mental issues. Well, they're addicts, or have violent criminal histories. And many shelters and programs, they only house men for a very short time. After that, they're on their own. And beds, of course, are in very short supply. Many of these shelters, they're hotbeds for disease and for drug use, and also for violent crime. But the fact is, and it goes ignored, is that the many homeless men, they're employed. And check-in times at these shelters, they're completely inflexible, as are rehabilitation sessions. And even if that man has no history of drug abuse, he's still required to attend. So often a working homeless man, he can't make check-in. So there's many valid reasons men avoid shelters. One of the main ones being that a man wants to have some vestige of autonomy left over his life. He may not have a home or a job, but every man values his freedom. And in society, we get two different perspectives bandied about in regards to homeless men. Some see them as authors of their own fate, or scum, or criminals. Others see them as perpetual victims. But the fact is, neither of these perceptions do any good towards curing the situation. And both men and boys are disregarded. And the US government, they stated a few years ago that in the space of a decade, chronic homelessness would be a thing of the past. But chronic homelessness is only a part of the picture. And yes, the chronically homeless, they're the biggest burden on the system. So it makes sense to get them into housing first schemes. So in turn, you get politicians decreeing that homelessness has been largely eradicated. But this is false. We're only looking at a very small subset of a much larger problem. And many homeless men and boys, they find themselves arrested for merely attempting to survive. And I'm not talking about crime, but just surviving. Jail or a shelter, that's their choice. But but this is counterproductive. Criminal records and poor credit histories only make it harder for these men to reintegrate. Plus, it's not cost effective. One night in jail costs the state far more than a night in a shelter. So it's just out of sight, out of mind. The cause of the problem is just being ignored. Many homeless men, they develop conditions, PTSD, other mental illnesses, disabilities. Resulting from stress, from sleep deprivation, from trauma. And some of these men, they're unemployable due to this. Or they're just incapable of caring for themselves, or from seeking help. And if they develop a disability, they may not qualify for medical care. And the majority who apply for disability will be denied. And once you were sick, or had been sick, gaining employment can often be an impossibility. And homeless people swamping the emergency rooms, again, not cost effective. Many people who can't afford healthcare, they in turn find themselves unemployed and homeless in the process, which seems to be an ever-increasing occurrence as of late. And there's been an increase in recent years in the numbers of elderly homeless. And their benefits, they're often inadequate to cover basic costs and only become available after a certain age. And even then, the application process, it can be drawn out and often unsuccessful. You compound this with all the associated factors of living on the street, and other serious health conditions, and these men are in dire trouble. And more men are finding themselves homeless, now due to divorce, redundancy, the shortage of affordable housing. And again, all we see is the new face of homelessness, their families. But these families, they're minuscule in number compared to single men. So the real face of homelessness, it hasn't changed. And we need to know that the majority of these men, they're not collecting welfare checks or living on the street as a choice. Rather, it was a result of a lack of options. And there's no safety net for these men, you know, if they get sick or if they get hurt. Many people today, they're in the same boat. They're just one paycheck away. Now, housing costs and income levels, they're becoming increasingly incompatible. And we're talking about a livable wage, which is out of reach for more and more people. So that pit, it just keeps getting deeper and deeper once you fall into it. And changes, they won't occur until we shift our perception of homeless men and boys. Yeah, men suffering and maltreatment need to become a priority. And if not, more generations of men and families will suffer. Anyway, I want to thank you for your time and keep on trucking. Thank you.
Every morning when you wake up, always remember the most important thing. It makes you happy. Number two, always remember the most important thing that made you sad. You combine them together and choose which one, and that's how your day will turn out. That's all I can say as far as my advice.